You know, when I was young, I looked forward. I couldn't wait until I got to be a man. Boy, when I was 12 years old, I heard them sing a song. I don't know. When I was 12 years old, listen, that's how I'm telling you. You don't understand what a kid, how they think. Oh, they hadn't experienced life. When I was 12 years old, they made this song. Say, when you're 12 years old, you act just like a natural man. Boy. And I mess around. You know, you a kid, you hear something like that, and you know, yeah. Mm. And mess around, daddy had me this in a field, and some of you that's older know what I'm talking about, but you young kids don't have a thing. I don't have a clue what I'm talking about. He had four horses hooked to this disc. And this disc, you know, here's the setup. It didn't have the double wheels on it, you know, it's double set up here and a set up here and a set back. We just had one set. And what we were to do is put that disc in top of the middle of the row so it would cut it down. All right. Sometimes the soil would get heavy, wet. You know what I mean? It's quite gumbo or stick. If you hadn't learned that, that means you hadn't been in the country around here. If it get wet, whatever it get touches, it's gonna stick to it. So we had to tie some baling wire between the disc wheel, you know, with the axle, and tie it up on the little bar that sit over the wheel to keep you from, you know, so when the dirt start clogging up, it'll break it and make it fall out. So then we were put on, I had four horses hooked to this disc. And he put these huge rocks on the disc to make it heavier too, so it'll cut. Y'all following me so far? All right. Young people say, what is he talking about? Anyway, so these horses, I don't know, they wasn't doing right. Y'all better not laugh at me when I get to my punchline. They wasn't doing what pleased me. So I was fussing at them and I was hitting with the line, you know. And they sort of stepped it up. And cutting this ground, and I didn't know the stump was in the middle of that row I was cutting. And there I had them stepping pretty good, y'all. You know, because you fussing them, you know, they were stepping. And that thing, that disc hit that stump, and I went up in the air and come down in the disc. I had a brand new pair of overalls on. It just shred them from the all the way up to here. And I would holler, whoa, whoa. And then the more I holler, whoa, the faster they got. And so I didn't know anything about the Lord. I heard this song on the radio, Lordy, Miss Claudia. And I was trying to call on the Lord. I said, Lordy, Miss Claudia. Anything. Finally, I got it to work. And they stopped. And so I couldn't get out. I didn't know how bad I was hurt. So I kept mother and, let's see, my oldest sister and my oldest brother, I think that's the two. They was what we call across the branch. Y'all don't know anything about that, but they was over in another field. I kept screaming, hey! You know. And finally, I got their attention. They came running. And they got there and got me out of the thing. I mean, it's straight in my pants. It's a string hanging. I don't know how it did it. Cut my almost cut my little toe off, but they was able to save it. But my point is, I didn't know how to call on the Lord. Nobody know, and when you're in a bad situation, you're gonna think you. I knew God was, you know, God was real. I just didn't know how to call on him. But I said what I knew. And listen to me. I went over to, you know, we go over here and hear these kids already hurt and confused. They don't know what happened because they already thinking they, you know, you think you're going to live long and what you're supposed to do. And then you start telling God took that boy. Now you trust God to comfort you. God done took him. And I realize I'm young too. Can I trust him? Because God took him. I don't know where he's going to stop. He may take me too. You see how confusing that is? We need to get clear. And we need to get this gospel clear to people. To let them know God not doing this stuff. Are y'all hearing me? When something go bad, something go wrong, somebody's saying right now about Florence, God is doing this. You know what? Because the message that what they say, what they'll tell you, God's in control. Haven't you heard that before? If he is, if he's in control of this earth, he's sure doing a poor job in running it. You know who's in control of this earth? That's why we can't be chickens. We can no longer afford to act like chickens in this earth. Because I'm going to read you a few scriptures here. Maybe a bunch of them, but a few anyway. We can't afford to be chickens when this field is so white, ready for harvest. And God is waiting to bring in for the harvest to be brought in the barn. He loves his people. Yes. Did you hear what I said? Yes. God loves you. Say that. Say, God loves me. I don't care what I've done yesterday. I don't care how much of it I've done yesterday. God still loves me. Does he approve of what you did wrong? No, absolutely not. What changed my heart? What changed my life? What caused me to stop wanting to sin and do wrong? Because I used to want to sin. And not only want to, I did. I went out on purpose to sin. But what stopped me from doing it? The love of God. The love of God. The love of God got on the inside of me. See, most people want to preach bondage. You better quit doing this. You better quit. Well, if you're a sinner, that's all you're going to do. I don't care how much you preach to him. Tell him what you shouldn't be doing. If you want the person to change, you have to change the person. Hello. Thank you, Jesus. So the greatest message we can preach to lost people, and we should be ready to preach it and teach it and share it. And I want to clarify that. Anytime, anywhere, everywhere we go, we should be ready. And we should be led by Holy Spirit. Because when you're led by the Holy Spirit, you always will do what's right.